On this day, 30 years after American troops left Vietnam, commentator William Short remembers his service in the war and his opposition to it.
In September of 1965, I was an undergraduate in Air Force ROTC and taking part in demonstrations calling for the bombing of Hanoi. In February 1968, I was drafted into the U.S. Army, and by May 1969, I was imprisoned in a military stockade in Long Binh, South Vietnam, for refusing to fight a war I had come to believe was morally wrong. I was a 21-year-old infantry platoon sergeant leading 19-year-olds in combat when I witnessed firsthand the viciousness and brutality of war. My unit's job was to patrol the Michelin rubber plantation. Whenever we made enemy contact or blew an ambush, the body count came next. This was our way of determining the success of the war effort. After a firefight, I felt drained and empty. The last thing I wanted to do was count bloody body parts. Eventually, I was convinced by a sergeant to help booby-trap bodies in an effort to kill enemy soldiers who tried to claim them. Handling a warm, lifeless body and seeing the face of someone so close in age to me shook me. I had crossed a line. I had to do something. Sure, war is hell, as the saying goes, and you should buck up and just deal with it. But with this war, I felt that something was terribly wrong. I was not politically sophisticated and not a radical by any means. My family on both sides had fought in every U.S. war dating back to the American Revolution. I grew up believing that there would be a war and glory for me, just like my father and his father before him. But this war was not an honorable or just fight. It was not an easy choice to say no to my country, but my parents had given me a good moral compass, and I used it to guide me through two courts-martials and 2 months of prison time. What I didn't know was that back in the United States, thousands of GIs were organizing and protesting the war. Hundreds of underground newspapers were published by and for GIs. Anti-war coffee houses sprouted up like mushrooms around military bases throughout the country. And by the 1970s, thousands of GIs had deserted and gone AWOL, and whole combat units in Vietnam refused orders to fight. I am 57 now, and years past that time, which seems like only yesterday. I don't think I could have lived with myself and my memories of the war these last 36 years if I hadn't followed my conscience that day in April of 1969 when I said, "Sir, I refuse to go." Recently, my 6-year-old son asked me if he would have to go to war. I hope to answer him on his 18th birthday with the words, "No, you won't."
Commentator William Short is a photographer in Los Angeles. Photos from his exhibition and book, A Matter of Conscience, GI Resistance During the Vietnam War, is at npr.org.